Where they bring some drivers in and do kind of a test drive on the new paving and everything?
Yeah, so just before the race, it's probably going to be the week of. They're going to probably do a little test, though. It's not going to be in F1 cars. They'll do it in last time they did it on the strip when they had a demonstration and they kind of had a couple of drivers drive, you know, not 212 miles per hour, which they're going to be doing for the race. But, you know, they got some pretty fast speeds, did some burnouts and donuts and stuff like that. But it's going to be in one of their company cars, which last time on the strip, it was some high-end Mercedes. So I'm sure that they're going to be, you know, driving down the, you know, the strip and, you know, checking that out and testing it out with that, but not F1 car. But, you know, they have the three, they have the practice and they have qualifying and then the racing, 3 days of racing basically. So during that week, they'll have a few test rides and then they'll have the qualifying where the guys will get in there on the first time with their F1 cars and drive up and down the track. And then from there, they'll qualify and then we'll have a race day on Saturday.
Final minute, ticket sales. Is this thing going to be sold out? Is it already sold out?
Not already sold out. I've been checking out the tickets recently, actually, and a few zones are sold out. If you look, most grandstands, you can kind of pick your seat options so you can see which ones are sold and which ones are not. And for the most part, you know, most of these are nearing sellouts. So I'm assuming that come race day, they're going to probably have it all fully sold out. That's going to be 105,000 people a night spread out through the grandstands and all the suite areas. They're going to be constructed around the whole racetrack. So, you know, just looking at what we have available, it looks like it's nearing a sellout. And I would assume before November, especially if they have some tickets they need to sell, I'm assuming they might, you know, make some deals or not or whatever. I know T-Mobile is offering 10% off to their customers, you know, for some of the spaces around the track. So I believe that it'll be at least near or a full sellout.
I have a feeling you're going to be real busy this last quarter of the year. Mick Akers, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. We'll be looking for more of your stuff in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thanks so much for joining us and being a part of the show today.
Thanks, sir. Always appreciate it.
There you go. Mick Akers, good reporter, solid guy for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks swirling down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speak.
This may end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. We're talking about the Second Amendment issue going on in the state of New Mexico, and in particular in Bernalillo County, where a governor by the name of Michelle Lujan Grisham is trying to ban guns from essentially the city of Albuquerque and the county of Bernalillo County, which is the county there in Albuquerque. We'll let you hear about one presidential wannabe, Chris Christie. He weighed in earlier this week on this very issue. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces took their first step in defending their WNBA championship with an 87-59 win over the Chicago Sky last night at T-Mobile Arena. With a best-of-three series, the Aces only need to win on Sunday on their home floor, Michelob Ultra Arena, to advance to the semifinals. The defending champs are 17.5-point favorites in Game 2. Tip goes up at noon and can be seen on ABC. The Aviators game against the Round Rock Express was suspended after 4 innings last night, with Las Vegas leading 3-0. The Las Vegas Lights wrapped up their regular season home schedule last night at Cashman Field, losing to the El Paso Locomotive 1-0. The Raiders open the season with 2 road games. They're in Buffalo on Sunday, 10 a.m. kickoff against the Bills.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Here's a healthcare fact that will likely shock you. The average primary care doctor in the U.S. cares for thousands of patients. No wonder it takes weeks or even months to get an appointment. Most primary care doctors simply have more patients than they can possibly spend quality time with, leaving patients feeling frustrated and confused about their health concerns. It doesn't have to be this way. A better primary care experience is waiting for you. With fewer patients, appointments that last as long as needed, and true one-on-one focus from your dedicated doctor. Best of all, it's available right now in Las Vegas with MDVIP. Just go to mdvip.com/join to get started today. MDVIP patients also have better control of chronic conditions such as diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Go to mdvip.com/join and experience the MDVIP difference for yourself with same or next day appointments and 24/7 doctor availability. Go to mdvip.com/join. That's mdvip.com/join.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A few trouble spots will try to help you steer clear of new accident at the Southern Beltway in Henderson on westbound 215 before Gibson. Also heading into Henderson along 95 southbound at Tropicana, a new accident there, as well as one at the south end of the resort corridor, 15 southbound at Tropicana. Big rig stuck there on the right shoulder. East side accident at Bonanza and Sloan Road. Looks like an SUV into a wall there, so I want to steer clear of Sloan and Bonanza. We have a slight chance of early afternoon thunderstorms. After that, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 90s. It's 76 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about New Mexico's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, and her latest move. We have the latest from the courts. A judge has temporarily halted the New Mexico governor's gun restrictions in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. I want you to hear from Chris Christie. This was from earlier this week. We didn't have time to get to it a couple of days ago, but I wanted you to hear his ideas on this whole gun ban that they were trying to do. They're trying to do it as a public safety thing. In order to in the interest of public safety, we're going to ban guns in Albuquerque. It won't work, first of all. But this was Chris Christie with Dana Perino and the sheriff of Bernalillo County. Here we go.
The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. The temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do.
The sheriff of New Mexico's most populous county joined the growing ranks of critics pushing back against Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Her temporary suspension of gun rights in the state drawing fierce bipartisan backlash. But she's adamant she's on constitutional ground.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, look, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I had the right. I have the right.
Where is the right? Where is the
right?
In
the state of New Mexico, public health, it's a suspension. It's not a ban. And we'll see what all of these court actions do.
Let's bring in former New Jersey governor and now presidential candidate Chris Christie. A lot of questions about this, and you know, she has been pushed back on by Democrats who are saying this right doesn't exist. But I have a feeling, Governor, you're going to see many more governors, perhaps on the left and the right, if she gets away with this, declaring emergency. So, number one, what do you think on the merits of this and what she's trying to declare? And number two, if you were president and a governor tried this, what would you do?
Well, first off, she's not going to succeed here, Dana. This is so clearly and blatantly unconstitutional that I think it'll be knocked down. This is nothing more than a public relations ploy by a governor who's having some trouble in her own state, understands how politically unpopular her border policies are, how politically unpopular violent crime that's going on in New Mexico and across the country is, and she's attempting to cater to the grandstand. It's not going to work. And I think what you're going to see are the federal courts are going to come in here and are going to stop her from doing this stuff. And you see pushback even from people in her own party, as you mentioned, in the state of New Mexico, who say, you don't have the right to do this. Now, I was a governor, and I'm for governors having, you know, real authority to be able to make sure the quality of the life in their state is excellent. The people are safe and law and order is enforced, but not by violating the Constitution. This is clearly violating the Constitution, and she needs to be reprimanded for it.
If there is a desire, and there is, to reduce gun violence in the country, that this is her approach, what would be yours?
How about enforcing the laws that we already have, Dana? You look at the major cities and now moving into some of the smaller cities in this country. We're not doing our jobs as law enforcement officers on the prosecution side. You know, police officers are being put in an awful position of a revolving door justice system. And as president, what I would do is order my attorney general in all of the cities where there is runaway violent crime, and we know which ones they are, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, are just some of them, to make the U.S. attorneys in those cities take over the enforcement of violent crime if the prosecutors won't. And we have plenty of room in federal prison for people who are committing these violent acts and ruining the quality of life in America's great cities. America can't be a great country, Dana, if we don't have great cities. And as president, what I'll do is make sure that we enforce the law at the federal level if there are Soros-backed prosecutors who won't do it in cities across this country.
That's Chris Christie running for president of the United States, commenting. And the latest news, obviously, yesterday, a federal judge temporarily halted this 30-day order from the New Mexico governor, suspending the open and concealed carry guns in the Albuquerque area that had sparked bipartisan condemnation. I mean, nobody believes that this is constitutional. And now a federal judge yesterday temporarily halted that 30-day order. So we'll continue to follow that story. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the drumbeat for Biden to drop out. Getting louder or getting softer among Democrats? We're going to be facing up to that reality here.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, cocktail, social, holiday feast, or company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel for one flat rate. You and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer: rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks for a limited time. If you'd like to get a free gift and invitations to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Steakhouse, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Just text WAR to 26786 right now. Ahern Hotel.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call ProPrice.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man.
Yeah, we were talking earlier with Kash Patel, the close confidant of the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And one of the things we talked about was this this effort to keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot in states, probably blue states, with blue secretaries of state, and that they essentially want to keep him off the ballot. If only in a handful of states, it could flip the election. It really honestly could. Brad Raffensperger is a guy that's been at odds with the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump. He is currently the Georgia Secretary of State and was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. He kind of surprised me because he wasn't uber friendly to the Trump campaign and has been kind of a thorn in the side of the former president. But he came out yesterday saying that he won't use the 14th Amendment to keep Trump off the ballot in the state of Georgia. Brad Raffensperger, this is yesterday on Fox.
You simplified it when discussing the secretary saying, I can't keep Trump off the ballot. You went on to say invoking the 14th Amendment is merely the newest way of attempting to short circuit the ballot box. So if the president were to be found guilty on any one of the counts that face him, just in your state, should that disqualify him?
Well, that's actually a legal issue. Like I just said, I'm not a lawyer. And so I'm an engineer. And so there'll be people that will try to argue that on both sides of the aisle. I get that. But at the end of the day, what I think is really important, that we want to make sure that people don't feel like they're disenfranchised. People want to be able to vote or vote against certain candidates, and that's their right. And I'm going to stand firmly to make sure that everyone does get that opportunity to make sure that their candidate is on the ballot, and then they can vote for him or not vote for him, whoever these people are. But everyone should have that choice. That's our choice as Americans.
And there are many who say that constitutionally, even if the president is found guilty of any one of these charges, he could still run for president. He could be president. So we don't know. But to your point,
we really don't. You get two lawyers together, you probably get three different opinions.
Yeah, I don't get that with engineers so much. I don't know what that is. But let me ask you.
We follow numbers, and the numbers kind of tell us what it is. And sometimes we have to break people's hearts.
I hear you. My son is studying what you're good at. Let me ask you, Secretary, you are at the core of this, and I know you just want to let this go the way it's going, don't want to involve yourself in it anymore, but the issue came to that memorable phone call you had that's interpreted a variety of ways, where the president is saying, find me 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have because we won the state. Now, you refused to go along with that, but that really is the seed for what we're seeing now play out in your state. What do you think?
Well, but before I had that phone call with the president, we actually had done our due diligence.
Right.
We've gone back out. He said there are 66,000 underage voters. We checked day, month, year. Every one of those kids that register when they're 17 and a half all had turned 18 by election day. There weren't 10,000 dead people, not 5,000. We had found two, and we found two more, up to four. But also, he paid $600,000 to one company and $750,000 to another company to do the research. And both those companies came back and said, Mr. President, you came up short. And so they were just really corroborating what we had found. And we checked out every single allegation that was made.
So there was not enough there, or enough that would flip, that would have changed the outcome. And you were convinced that today as you were back then.
Absolutely.
All right. You also then had a lot of people wondering who you'd be going for this go-round. You said not too long ago, I think people are looking for someone positive and inspirational. They're not looking for anyone living in the past, running around with a retribution tour. That seemed directly aimed at the former president.
Well, actually, it's directly aimed at the American people. I think that I understand the American people because I'm an American, and I'm looking for someone that's positive, aspirational, has a positive vision. And then I thought Ronald Reagan did a pretty good job with that. He actually got 59% on his reelect. And so that's really, I think that is a person that can build a broad-based coalition. In fact, really, what you look at the governor and I did this last race, both he and I crushed it. We had just really, really strong victories, and we showed how you can build a broad-based coalition by having honest discussions with people, giving people the facts, and then also having a positive vision of what you want to do in the office that you're going to hold.
Brad Raffensperger, he is the Georgia Secretary of State, talking about what's going on, this effort to keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot in blue states with blue secretaries of state. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the